everyone. It's Carell, and I thought I'd start the show this way because so many of you are starting your days this way now with the COVID test. 4 days ago, Saturday, so today is Wednesday, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 4 days ago, I was exposed to COVID-19 when my friend Stephen Cabral got it. Sunday, he developed symptoms, so Saturday, he had it. So I am self-isolating for the most part. I still go to the park with Ember, but I go to an empty park. Literally, I don't see anybody. I don't go see Heath or any of those people right now. Or if I do run into someone, I make them stay 10 feet back and I have a mask on. But anyway, it's because I have to walk her. And that, you know, that's the, they tell you you can't go out of your house. There are some of you that have kids or dogs or whatever, and you have to go out of your house. Like, you literally can't, oh, get a friend to, no. You know, and if you're outdoors and you're by yourself and there's no one around you and you're wearing a mask, you know. Anyway, so I'm going to take a COVID test because, you know, they're giving out 4 free COVID tests now. And many of you won't know how to use them. So I'm going to show you because this is day 4. And then I test again tomorrow and Friday. And if Friday I'm still negative, that would be day 6. I am then okay to go out and see people with a mask for 4 more days after that. 10 days with a mask. So I'll be able to walk my dog around people again. So I'm going to start with this test. So when you get your test kit, they're all pretty much the same. Okay, so when you get your test kit, here it is. You're going to open it up and there's going to be some stuff inside, a whole lot of instructions, which I'm about to encapsulate for you. So, some test kits have a thing where you put a little cap on, so you get this, or you just get one tube like this that you stick your thing in, or you get this where you put a cap on, okay? So, this is important, and you get your swab, your little, now some, again, they give you the long swabs that you break, others give you the short swabs. So, the short swab, a vial of liquid, a little lid. And then here's the thing that says whether it's positive or negative. And the tray, don't trash it because you're going to need it, because you put this little thing right here in there. And then you're going to take the lid off of that. Okay, so that's your first step. So your first step, wash your hands, okay? Be at your kitchen table. Open up your meter here. Now this has C for control and T if the C line is solid, you do not have COVID. If the C line is solid and there's a line below it where the T is, you have COVID. One line COVID, 2 lines not COVID. C stands for control. You have to lay this very flat because what you're going to do, I'll show you, is you're going to drop liquid right in there into that. And I'll show you how you're going to do that and where you're going to get the liquid from. So set this on your kitchen table. Take this right here. Take the lid off. By the way, I'm nervous. I could test positive. My throat feels a little icky. So open this up. Then, here's the part everybody hates, okay? It's the way it is. It's what we have to do right now. They do sell ones for $1,000. I think now it's down to $600-$700. And then $70 a month. And you can get a little machine for your house. So here's your swab. This is the part that no one's going to like. You're gonna stick this at least an inch up into your nose, 3/4 of an inch to an inch up into your nose. And on each side, you're going to spin this 5 times around each side. Okay, and be sure you're swabbing it around. Now, you're going to see me do it. And yes, my eyes water. Yours are probably going to water too. Okay, so stick this up your nose. Stick it. Here we go. Go until it's uncomfortable. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Swab around. It's horrible. Once again, the other side. It's not horrible. 1, 2. Cocaine hurt more. 2, 3, 4, 5. Get up in there. Swab around. Okay. Makes your nose run. Now, take your swab and put it in here and spin it around and mix it up. Now, some, you break the swab and leave it in there, okay? Some of those you do. This one is not set up that way. So you're gonna wanna get the swab all gooey, jewy in the liquid here. And by the way, I didn't say Jewy as an anti-Semitic slam, it just rhymed with, anyway. You're gonna get this all in the liquid here, your snot, mix up all of your juices with this liquid. There you go, mix it all good, 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 mixing, mixing. And then you're gonna squeeze this, squeeze the sides, squeeze it, squeeze all the goodness out of there, and then do it again. And then squeeze the sides, squeeze it, squeeze it! Squeeze the sides, excuse the tears running down my eyes because of this. Okay, which just means I got it back there far enough. Okay, one more swirl, why not? Swirl, 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 swirl. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Okay, now, dispense of this and dispense of all your wrappers. Okay, now put the lid on. There we go. Give this a good little shake. Okay, now, here's what you're gonna do. You're going to drop 4 drops in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, 5. Okay, 5. 4 or 5 drops. Put that back in your little thing there. And now you're going to wait and you're going to watch. And it's going to take 10 minutes. And those right there are one of them is going to turn colors, maybe both. As you see, it's already starting up. See how it already goes up? And so it's going to turn that colors. So we'll come back in, Steve says his turned right away. So maybe I'll just watch. I don't want COVID. I really don't. But, okay, sera, sera, right? There can also be faint lines. They may not be super strong, but that still means you're infected. All right, I'm gonna wait 10 minutes and we'll see. Now, it's only been about a minute, but you can see the control line is already there. So now I'm just waiting to see if the T line fills in. If the T line does not fill in, I do not have active COVID. If the T line does in any shade, I have active COVID. Okay. Before I show you the results, I just want to say, you know, I remember every AIDS test I took, HIV test, which you can do these at home now too. They have home HIV tests. I remember when I did them and while waiting for the result was the worst part. It was the worst part. It was like you bargain with, oh God, if you get, you know, I did not bargain this time. I am prepared for what will happen if I can track COVID. I trust science. I'm vaccinated and boosted. I'd get sick for a week and then bounce back. I don't want to get sick for a week. I'm almost 60 years old. So it's been 10 minutes now. And remember, one line is COVID, or one line is no COVID. 2 lines is COVID. So I am COVID negative on day 4. 2 more of these. And it means I dodged the bullet from Steve. I don't know how. He was in my house, and I was in the car with him. But here we go. But this still could change tomorrow or Friday. So we'll see. But this is day 4 of after exposure negative COVID test. All right, that's how you do it. And then you just toss all of this. Put it back in the box and recycle.
Boom zap. I've always wanted to make an entrance that way. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell, and you just watched me. We're calling this the Carellcast 22 because it's 2022. This would be episode 8, I think. I'll have to double check, but I think it's episode 8. Anyway, so welcome to the Carellcast. I am Carell. And as you can see, as of a few hours ago, that was taped this morning, I am COVID negative still. I am the last person on the mountain. I feel like we're in The Walking Dead and there's a group of us right here and there's zombies everywhere. My friend at the park this morning, I won't name names, but you know who you are. He and his lovely partner, who I have not met, but she sounds fabulous. They got the COVID. I mean, they haven't tested, but scratchy throat, cough, congested nose. You got the COVID. Steve is recovering from the COVID. I am waiting. Tomorrow is day 5. If I test negative tomorrow, then I probably dodged the COVID from the known exposure that I had from Steve, which would be a testament to modern medicine and to vaccines. Because remember, the vaccine does not put a force field around you, okay? I came in contact with COVID Saturday. Not maybe, I did. I was in the car with Steve unmasked, and honey, he has full-fledged COVID. And this was just the day before he had symptoms, so he was, in fact, contagious. So I got the COVID, or at least exposed to it. I don't have it, but or at least not yet. But what the vaccine does is I have antibodies for it. And so when I breathed it in the car with Steve, and all of a sudden it got in, immediately my body knew what it was. It didn't go like, what the hell? You know, and then it had to figure out what it was. And while it was figuring out, replicate. I came in contact with it. And up until today, unless it is still incubating, maybe the war is not over. So I'm not saying I'm not going to get it. I'm just saying that I did, in fact, come in contact with it on Saturday. If I don't develop it, it's because the vaccines work, because I have the antibodies. A little bit of the virus got in from Steve, you know, breathing in the car and stuff. My body immediately knew what it was and got rid of it before it could replicate and take hold. That's what vaccines do. If I do not turn positive between now and Friday, then I will be a living example of what vaccines do. That's not to say that Steve is not, because he is not in the hospital. And if he had had COVID last year at this time, he could have been in the hospital. So very grateful. And I hope this is a learning lesson to you all. He has COVID. I don't. We were together Saturday. He got it on Sunday night and then Monday got full blown. So he was contagious on Saturday. But so far, I'm negative. But they say 5 days and today is only day 4. So I still have a couple days to go before I could still come down with it. Doubtful, because Omicron is fast, but we'll see. And if I do, then hopefully it'll be a mild case. Not even as bad as Steve's, because he sounded like he was in hell, honey. So that's the COVID update. Now, today, you know, before I get into the topic of the day, which is Biden's press conference, today, there's a meme going around on Twitter. If you follow me at Really Carell, my website reallycarell.com is all up and operational, and my name is spelled K-A-R-E-L, so it's really K-A-R-E-L. I assume you know how to spell really, 2 L's, R-E-A-L-L-Y, K-A-R-E-L. Anyway, reallycarell.com, Really Carell on Twitter, and Patreon is patreon.com/justcarell, K-A-R-E-L. Thank you all for doing Patreon subscribers. So there's a meme going around that the blue pill gives you, I might be mixing up the colors, the blue pill gives you all the wisdom you have now, everything you know now, but you go back to being 6 years old, but you do it with everything you know now. The other one gives you $10 million. Which one do you take? A lot of people were saying they'd take the one that puts them back to 6 years old. And I immediately, and maybe this is age, I immediately said, you know what? No, take the 10 million and have a great rest of your life. Because if I went back to being 6 years old, okay, I think I'm gonna cry. And it's not testosterone, that's almost 500. Woo, woo. I would know that AIDS was coming and that there was nothing I could do to stop it. I don't know the formula for these drugs. I know what the HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, I know what that stands for, but I don't know how they got it, how they found it, how the Pasteur Institute and the other institute actually, you know, found the virus. I couldn't instruct them how to do that. I couldn't stop the AIDS pandemic. I couldn't stop my parents from dying. I could be the kid that begged and begged and begged for them to quit smoking, but they may not have. I could have told them, but mom, I know you're going to die at 71 of COPD, and she would have laughed. And going back to being 6 years old with all the knowledge you have now, you're not meant to know then. When I met Andrew, Would I have dated him knowing that 11 and a half years later we'd end up in that ER in that horrible of a situation? Would I have gone through it again? Of course, I don't know because I had Jake and Heather and, you know, but you know what I'm saying? No, I wouldn't want to know. I wouldn't want to be young and know what I know now. We think we can pick and choose. Well, just the wisdom. Wisdom comes from pain, from hurt, from mistakes. You don't become a wise person if you are a perfect person. Only the flawed can become perfect. Bitches. Truly. You have to have fallen down. You have to have messed up. You have to have experienced great pain in order to be who you are right now. You had to have. And so would I take all of that to a six-year-old? No, no. And besides this going back, this fixation with going back and being immortal, I don't want to die. I have a real problem with death. I'm not one of these people that accept that I'm going to die. I would like to be a downloaded intelligence and just go on and on and on. But that being said, I know it's a end-sum game, you know? And would I want to know what happens between me and my friends the moment I meet them? And even if you went back in time with that pill and you didn't know all the details, you just had the wisdom. Well, then situations would come my way when I was 20, 25, and I would say no to them. There's no way your 20-year-old self and your 50 or 60-year-old self would consent to do the same things. There's no way, and there shouldn't be a way. You think you're young and indestructible, and you should. And when you get older, you know that you're neither of those things. You're neither young nor indestructible. And that carries with it knowledge, or it should. You know, we downplay knowledge and science and learning and education, information, books. All of that is becoming something of the past. We live in a TikTok world where all you got to do to make millions of dollars of now is do some sort of weird frickin' dance for 22 million kids. We value nothing and we stand for nothing. Would I want to know that at 6 years old, that that's what my future held? An America falling apart? No. And would I want the profound sadness that comes with being older? And there is, and I mean older, like over 40. I think once you reach 40, 45, you get it. You understand. And you start to get sad at times. But that also makes you joyous at other times. But still, at times, you get immensely sad because there's so much beauty and joy and wonder out there, and we're missing it all. You know, today I said to a couple friends, I will be 60 this year. And the last 2 years of my life, 58 to 60, will have been spent basically isolated in a cute condo with a gorgeous dog. And I am grateful to the universe. But at the same time, I haven't been out on tour. I would like to get off of disability, although I don't know that that would be possible. But I would like to try to find a position that I could actually do or get the show paying enough. And that would mean help. You see, that's what I mean. I can't do all I need to do to make the money I need to make to get off disability because of my disabilities. So, you know, maybe I'll always, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. But I'd like to still be active and still be doing. My book is coming along. We're now at 20,000 words. I'm doing a sizzle reel for Life in Segments. We're going to try to get that going again. We're going to try. I'm going to try. But no, going back, you know, being smart is not a curse. Being wise, but being wise brings sadness. And I wouldn't want that sadness as a kid. When you're a kid, you don't understand the finiteness of life. You don't understand mortality. You haven't lost so many friends. If I went back to being 6 years old with everything I know now, I would know the pain of great loss. And who wants to know that at 6 years old? So I'm sorry that meme took up 9 minutes of the show. But really, let's stop thinking about going back or let's start thinking about going forward and how we can make that the best. Because it's all we've got, really. Even now, you know, in Britain, they're stopping the mask mandates, and they're pretty much going back to normal in a week or two. No vaccine passports, just go back to life. Because they're saying Omicron has made COVID endemic, not pandemic. Pandemic is wildfire, uncontrollable, just out of control spread. Endemic is the cold and the flu. We know there's going to be cold and flu. We know what areas are going to get worse cold and flu. We know what kind of cold and flu is going to spring up. It's an endemic. It's part of our culture. It's here. And we don't all die from it, and we don't fear it. And beforehand, before COVID, when you went out or went to work, if someone said, oh, I've got a cold, you didn't like run to the other room. Well, with a little more precaution, COVID's going to be like that. You will have to stay home when you have it and that sort of stuff. But for the most part, it's going to be endemic. And the way that happens is everybody's either vaccinated, boosted, or infected. So they've given up the let's vaccinate everybody. They're now saying Omicron is going so fast through the population, there's no way of stopping it to getting to almost every unvaccinated person. It's too late. Even if we started vaccinating them right now, they wouldn't have immunity in time. It's just going that fast. So if you are unvaccinated, you are probably going to get COVID. You're going to get COVID. If you are vaccinated, you're going to come in contact. And that means about 30 to 40% of you, depending upon where your vaccine is, are going to get COVID. So you put that in, and that means about 80% of the world is going to end up getting COVID. 20% will not. I'm trying to stay in that 20%. We'll see. Okay, so let's switch. Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Biden's press conference. The press asked the most inane, ridiculous questions that they would never ask. They asked the Newsmax reporter, who shouldn't have been in the room, asked President Biden if he was mentally fit. And I would have looked at him and said, well, are you mentally fit for asking a seated president that question? And did you ever stop to ask the predecessor that when he was out here doing man, woman, duck, boat, camera, whatever it was? You know, so he had to stand there and take ridiculous questions from ridiculous people calling themselves journalists when they're not. And he went. The longest press conference, longer than Obama, longer than anybody, like an hour, 40 minutes. Oh, Sleepy Joe, as they call it. And in it, he made sense. He didn't call anybody names. He didn't suck Putin's, you know, Chechnya. He, you know, nothing. He was presidential. He tried to remain calm and level-headed. He answered questions specifically. And when he got riled, it was because the reporter was asking an inane question. And he would just say, that is not what I said. Go back and read what I said. You know, and he didn't do the homework for them. In other words, he didn't clarify it. Then he said, go back and read what I said. Let's move on. And he didn't reiterate what he said. He was just like, you know what? Go read it. I assume you know how to read. He said that. I assume you know how to read and write. You write for the journals. So, you know. So not the press conference I would have done. I'd have read them all to filth. I said, are you freaking kidding me standing here asking me if I'm mentally fit? The last guy wanted to drink bleach at a press conference. And you're asking me about my mental acuity. Next question. So basically what I got from the press conference was we are going to do the same thing. We are going to get to a point where we are going to declare COVID endemic. And when we do, a lot of the mandates will be lifted and you can start parading around however you want to. And if you're vaxxed and you get the COVID, you'll go down and you'll get back up again. Unless another variant comes along that nails us to the wall. I think it's going to be Omicron. There is this Atlantis cruise ship, 5,500 gay men out on this Atlantis cruise, packed in to the dance floor and everything, packed. Like, just packed. Omicron spreading everywhere. Well, they were vaxxed. And they, you know, they were triply vaxxed. And blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Someone brought it on that ship. 5,500 people. Somebody brought it on that ship. Statistically. as breakthrough infections. Somebody brought it on that ship and they tested COVID negative. I tested COVID negative today. I could still be incubating it. I could test positive tomorrow from last Saturday. Somebody on that ship has the COVID, Hunter. 5,500 people, all queers, all out there in leather harness. What's the deal with these harness things they wear? And why do all gay men want to look like their lovers now? What's up with that? Now that I've mentioned it, you won't be able to unsee it. When you see a gay couple, they look alike. The last thing I want to do is screw myself. I mean, why on earth? You know what I'm saying? I mean, why? All I see now, I'll post them on social media. I see all these photos of a happy couple, gay guys, and they look like each other. Like, not a little bit, like right down to their beard grooming. I'm like, what the hell? And my friend David Hall noticed it. He's the one that brought it to my attention. He started taking pictures of gay couples, and he's like, how come all the gay couples are starting to look like each other? And I said, well, that really is something. They really are, aren't they? And now I can't unsee it everywhere I look. I look at the guy, it's like, oh my God, they look exactly alike. What is that? Gay men are now becoming so narcissistic, they only want to screw themselves. That is real. That is something. That really is. Anyway, and they're idiots out there on the cruise ship. But whatever. So Biden, hour and a half of, you know, rah-rah. We're going to break up the Build Back Better package because of these two a-holes that, well, he didn't say that, but because of these two a-holes, it won't help us. So they're going to try to break it up. You know, the BBC ran an article today that said, is America now impossible to govern? And it states the case that Joe Biden can't get anything done because no president could now because America is ungovernable. Can I say that right? Ungovernable. Ungovernable. You can't say it. Ungovernor. Unable to be governed. No, I'm just going to go with unable to be governed. So America is unable to be governed because there's too much division, rancor, money, influence, all of that. So no one can get into the presidency and actually govern. And they're right. Joe Biden can't get his agenda through. And luckily, Trump couldn't get a lot of his agenda through, although he did get three Supreme Court justices by suspending the what? The filibuster. They act like suspending the filibuster would cause the sky to fall. They did it three times to get their judges through. Whatever. That's the minutia. And today, that Letitia James in New York, you know, and Trump's fraud, Ivanka, fraud. So effing what? You said that a year ago. The same DA. We have enough evidence of fraud against the Trump Corporation. Now, a year later, what? Nothing. 9/11, the January 6th Commission. Requesting everybody's phone records. I think they got mine and yours too, but whatever. So what? Where's the indictments? Where's the perp walk? You know, black people just have to freaking jaywalk and they are thrown onto the curb, handcuffs, brought down. People have sat in jail for years for having a joint. I am not making this up. For years for just having a joint, and they're usually black. But these white rich fools have blatantly defrauded. You know that collecting money on a lie is fraud. So if you're out there collecting money saying, I won the election, help me prove that I won the election, that's a lie. He didn't, and he's collecting money for it. That's fraud. If I were doing that for the show, I'd already be busted. You know, Biden said today, I understand your frustration. No, I don't think you do. I don't think you understand a nation that wants to see Trump perp walked. I don't think you understand a nation that wants to see Joe Manchin and Sienna thrown out of Congress and the Senate, thrown out by a vote, that they're expelled, that everybody that is obstructing the business of the people is expelled. You forget it's our business they're not doing. And we act like we don't have a voice in it. Someone said, can I sue the Supreme Court for what they're doing? Yeah, you can. Get the Senate and the Congress to vote the way you want them to by stacking them with people that are actual politicians that want to work and expand the court. See what I'm saying? They're not doing our business and they're criminals and nothing's happening to them for doing either of those crimes, not doing our business and being criminal. And so we're out here going, what the, you know, what? So please stop all the blah, blah, blah. Oh, like today ExxonMobil announced they'd be carbon neutral by 2050. Honey, that's 28 years. The earth will be a burning tinder in 28 years. You know, all these companies and politicians act like, oh, I got time to fix the earth. What part of Code Red don't you understand? All right. I'll be back on Friday because we're back on regular schedule now. I am Carell. You be who you want to be. It's not to hurt anybody. Thank you for joining me today. And please, please, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/reallycarell. I hate to have to ask for this kind of stuff. I really do. It is so demeaning. You know, I went to see Diana Ross's new videos at her website. And when her videos were playing, her music videos on her website, on dianaross.com, there were ads from YouTube at the bottom. They're monetizing the video. And please, I don't know how to explain this, but I was offended. I thought, A, you're Diana Ross. You have enough money for the rest of your life. But B, you really need the 2 cents? I get it. I understand. But like, if Diana Ross is monetizing her YouTube videos, then I guess I have to say, please subscribe. You know, please subscribe at youtube.com/reallycarell. It's important to me that you subscribe. We got to get these numbers up. I have less than 1,000 followers on Instagram. I get more listens than that every day on SoundCloud. If just the SoundCloud people would from Progressive Voices would go follow me on Instagram at Really Carell, I'd go over 1,000 right now, today. But you think they all will rush to do that? No. On Twitter, I got like 3,000 followers. There are dogs that have 1,000,000. You know, it's like, I don't want to say I've given up, but I don't know what to do. I don't know how these people start these TikTok accounts and within 3 days they got like 100,000 followers. How? What do you have to do? I mean, I'll get naked if y'all want. I don't think you do. But, you know. All right, bye. Get out of here, kids. I'll see you on Friday. Until then, contact@reallycarell.com is how you email. And thank you for being Patreon subscribers. And go to the newly designed website, reallycarell.com. It's going to be changing every day now. More content. There's some fake content on there. So if you see some blog posts by some bearded guys, that's the template. And I'm just sort of, you know, I'm not the best web designer, so I'm doing it all myself. So, you know, whatever. Anyway, see you later. Bye. Goodbye. Get out of here. Leave me alone. Get out of here. We'll be right back.